Egypt has been engaged in numerous court proceedings on the international level, particularly in the International Criminal Court, of which it's a founding member, over the years and since October 7th, war broke out. So this might not be the first thing. Egypt took a very active part in another procedure relating to an opinion request by the General Assembly of the United Nations. But in this particular case, I would guess that there were two factors. One relating to the merits of the court proceedings themselves, as Egypt has decided that Israel has passed one important red line after the other in terms of how far the destruction and the killing in Gaza can go. So by attacking Rafah in the way Israel started last week, Egypt found that it cannot stand by idly. The second red line which Israel has crossed is on the diplomatic level. Egypt always restrains itself from going as far as it might wish all the time when it comes to Israel, to keep sufficient channels moving in terms of the diplomatic exercise. In this particular case, trying to reach a deal on the ceasefire and the exchange of prisoners. But what Israel did by walking back on its negotiating commitments and almost lending the process useless, Egypt found that Israel crossed another red line. And I think those two factors were critical in the decision to go ahead and join the court case.
On Friday, South Africa asked the ICJ to order Israel to withdraw from Rafah as part of additional emergency measures in response to the ongoing case over the Gaza war. The Egyptian move to support South Africa's case at The Hague, in which Israel has been accused of breaching its obligations under the UN Genocide Convention, was described by Israeli media as a major diplomatic blow for Tel Aviv on the world stage. Israeli media said that Washington and Jerusalem believe that Egypt is applying pressure on Israel to withdraw its forces from Rafah. Would that perceived pressure produce an Israeli response, or is it just a symbolic move?
Joining the case will not have an immediate impact because this type of case takes years for the court to issue a ruling. So in a narrowly defined pragmatic sense of the word results, we can't expect something before 3 or 4 years. But on the symbolic level, there is a lot that can be said. And I think symbolism in such cases have far more impact than the word symbolism might connotate. I see that this move by Egypt, as well as President Biden's decision to stop exporting certain weapons to Israel, have a very significant symbolic meaning that sends a very strong signal to Israel, to the Israeli public, to Israeli politicians, that now Israel is losing the main pillars of its strategic balance, the peace with Egypt and the alliance with the United States. If those two important factors are now being threatened, this is a very strong message to the Israeli public. Whether that would result in Israel reacting in the wise way that the world now expects is another matter. Israel of decades past would have got this message and acted as intelligently, smartly. But I'm not sure that current leadership in Israel and frankly, the current political mood in Israel for the last decade could produce the wise move that the world expects from Israel now.
So how would this position impact the role of Egypt in the ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire deal to release hostages and Palestinian prisoners?
I think Egypt's role is something that it offers the parties to help them climb down from whatever trees they find themselves stuck up. So it's a help Egypt is willing to provide. But the parties are the ones who need Egypt's role and not the other way around. So if Israel wants to find a way out of the current mess, there are a few international actors that can give Israel the way out that Egypt can do. So I would expect Israel to keep its channels with Egypt going on that matter. And frankly, Egypt's role does not depend on the Rafah crossing. It depends on what Egypt can deliver diplomatically with the Palestinians, with Israel and internationally, and that where its role comes from.